I did promise good health news, right? We finally got to it.
This is the piece of good health news.
You're welcome.
Yay! We did it! Rolling forward,
Dr. Sister Science Facts. Welcome to this week's episode of the Rolling Forward Podcast.
SCOTUS Summer Edition.
Which I'm enjoying. Let us know what you think.
I'm Dr. Alicia Rowland.
I'm Dr. Stephanie Rowland.
We are both practicing physicians and part-time researchers.
And also at times, having to decipher what the law means, especially when the law keeps shifting. This summer, we're bringing you our SCOTUS Summer. We're going to dive into the health implications, especially for children and families, of cases that were decided by the Supreme Court in 2025. Rolling forward, Dr.
Sister Science Facts. This week, FDA versus Wages and White Lion.
And if you haven't heard of this one before, that's okay. I hadn't either. And Alicia brought it to my attention, and I immediately thought that this was a really important one to highlight because this is really a Supreme Court showdown over flavored e-cigarettes and whether the FDA can do its job.
So this week, we'll unpack what this case is about and what the Supreme Court decided and why this matters for kids, teens, and the future of public health.
So let's get started.
So the case starts...
The rewind sound. Cue in. Do people even still know the tapes that rewind? The VCRs and tapes?
When you had the pencil in one side and you would rotate?
Oh my gosh, and then the tape would go. Yes.
But this case starts back in 2009 when Congress gave the FDA, or the Food and Drug Administration, power to regulate tobacco under the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act.
And when the FDA got the power to regulate tobacco, that included these newer products that were coming out, things like vapes and e-cigarettes, things that are pretty ubiquitous today.
This act actually banned flavored cigarettes, which is why we see flavored e-cigarettes, but we don't really see any flavored cigarettes in the United States, with the exception of menthol.
Strange, but okay. This act also placed limits on how tobacco products could be advertised to minors, and it required tobacco companies to seek FDA approval if they had a new tobacco product.
And that's through something called the Pre-Market Tobacco Production Application, PMTA. And as part of that process, companies have to show that their new tobacco products were, quote, appropriate for the protection of public health.
Which is so weird because I never thought about a tobacco product having any role in public health. But in fact, what we're seeing with the emergence of e-cigarettes and vaping is the potential for something called harm reduction, where you are switching from one product that has harm to another product that also has harm, but less harm.
And that has actually been really successful in clinical trials for adults.
There was a clinical trial in New Zealand called the ASCEND trial. This was a randomized control trial of 657 adults who had nicotine dependence and who wanted to quit. And they were randomized to get a nicotine patch, to get an e-cigarette that had nicotine in it, or to get a placebo e-cigarette. So an e-cigarette that looks like it has nicotine in it, but it does not. And overall, this trial found that the nicotine e-cigarettes help reduce use and suggested they could be as effective as nicotine patches.
And this has been shown in other studies. There was a study in the UK that also randomized nearly 900 adults to e-cigarettes versus other forms of nicotine replacement. And it found better rates of abstinence on patients that received e-cigarettes versus the other options.
Overall, science is suggesting that e-cigarettes may be more effective than other forms of nicotine replacement therapy for helping adult smokers quit cigarettes, especially at 6 to 12 months out from the beginning of that. However, it's important to recognize that that nicotine dependence is continuing. This is not about complete cessation of nicotine use, but rather harm reduction, because traditional cigarettes contain over 7,000 chemicals, dozens of which are known carcinogens. In comparison, e-cigarettes have so many fewer toxins and are overall thought to be safer than a traditional cigarette. But again, not harmless, just harm reduction. So Alicia, that's the science, but how does this come up with the Supreme Court case?
Enter two different vape companies, Wages and White Lion, which joint is called Triton Distributions, and Vapetasia. These are companies that market flavored liquid nicotine. So those little I don't even know if they're packet. They're little containers that you put in your e-cigarettes.
Cartridges.
Cartridges. They're cartridges. These are cartridges that you put in e-cigarettes. They were hoping to have funny names like, and these are real, Suicide Bunny Mother's Milk and Cookies, Iced Pineapple Express, Killer Custard Blueberry with a K on custard, and Jimmy the Juice Man Peachy Strawberry.
But their application for this was denied by the FDA in 2021.
The reason? The FDA said that there wasn't enough evidence to prove that these flavors helped adults quit smoking, and there was too much evidence that they were attracting kids to start smoking.
So Triton sued. They said the FDA had changed the rules, that these rules were implemented after they had already submitted an application requesting approval of, again, Suicide Bunny Mother's Milk and Cookies as a way to help adults quit smoking.
So the Supreme Court decided to take on this case, heard arguments in December, and made a decision in April of 2025.
And what did they decide?
In a very rare unanimous decision, all 9 Supreme Court justices sided with the FDA, upholding the agency's authority to deny marketing approval for flavored e-cigarette products that lack sufficient public health evidence.
It's stunning that all 9 of the justices agreed with each other on this one.
On anything.
On anything.
On anything. So Justice Alito wrote the majority opinion for the court, stating that the FDA acted within its statutory authority and manufacturers needed to include robust scientific evidence showing that flavored vapes help adults quit smoking without attracting young adults from starting to smoke.
Which is to say, these companies can still make their vape products. They can still make flavored vapes. They can still call them ridiculous names like Suicide Bunny. However, they need to show evidence that this is actually helping adults quit smoking and to demonstrate that it's not disproportionately harming youth.
Because Iced Pineapple Express is definitely targeting adults age 65.
And this is funny because smoking is highest among people that are 45 to 64. It's hard to imagine that's the group that is going to find Jimmy the Juice Man Peachy Strawberry the most appealing flavor. Whereas in comparison, most new smokers are young adults, typically under 21. And that's exactly who I think would find Jimmy the Juice Man Peachy Strawberry appealing.
I just like imagine like the 14-year-old kids going to the store and finding these to be hilarious.
Absolutely. Like I remember Joe Camel when we were growing up. He seemed so cool. And there's a history of how tobacco and cigarettes have been marketed to children and has led to increased smoking rates in children. So it's really important that the FDA be exercising their public health authority to regulate these new products.
So the court unanimously made this decision, and this decision did not expand or restrict the FDA's power. It simply affirmed that the agency had followed the proper procedure and that they had exercised reasonable scientific judgment in line with its mission.
So let's jump into the health impact, because this case, it wasn't just a regulatory issue. It was also about protecting children specifically from developing nicotine dependence.
And the reason why this really matters is that flavored e-cigarettes is really the gateway for youth nicotine use. E-cigarettes were the most commonly used tobacco products among middle and high school students in the United States in 2024.
And nearly 90% of youth who are using e-cigarettes are using flavored e-cigarettes specifically. So these sweet, enticing, interesting flavors, that's really what young people are using, not menthol or
cigarettes.
They like the flavors.
Nicotine exposure in adolescence is not harmless. We talked about how e-cigarettes might be better than traditional cigarettes, but we're talking about 13 to 20-year-olds that weren't smoking cigarettes. Smoking e-cigarettes is worse than not smoking e-cigarettes.
That's right. And when adolescents use e-cigarettes and are exposed to nicotine, it harms their brain development. It increases their risk of certain types of mental illnesses and mood disorders, and it can lead to long-term addiction patterns. And we're definitely seeing that, with 2 out of every 3 high school or middle school students who vape saying that they want to quit. or have tried to quit and have failed.
So this was a major win for the FDA because, like we're seeing with some of these other cases, Supreme Court cases are not only about that specific case. It can have impact about how government agencies work in other ways.
And when the FDA is attacked just for doing its job, that really weakens confidence in science-based policy. So this decision was SCOTUS backing up the FDA and their ability to do their job. It didn't change what their job was, didn't give them more or less power, change nothing. They just said they're allowed to do their job.
And hopefully that means that they will provide precedence for them to do their job in other areas of things like approving new medications. And if SCOTUS had ruled the other way, you can imagine just this profound impact that it would have. Not only would we have just a plethora of e-cigarette flavors that are really appealing to kids, but you would have a weakening of the public health agencies, and that agencies like the FDA would need to meet a higher bar of evidence or provide very like crystal clear guidelines for every single application. And this could have kind of ripple out effects to other agencies like the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, for even places like EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency.
But luckily they didn't, because public health depends on strong institutions. And in this case, the court says companies cannot bypass oversight and the FDA can do its job. And so that is one piece of good health news. I did promise good health news, right? We finally got to it.
This is the piece of good health news.
You're welcome.
Yay, we did it.
So here's a takeaway from this case. Yes, on the surface, FDA versus wages and white lines seems like it's about mango vapes, but really it's about whether science and safety still have a place in how we regulate what goes into our bodies, and it's affirming the FDA's ability to do its job.
For now. The regulatory landscape is still shifting quickly, and we'll see what happens with new SCOTUS decisions and new decisions that are coming out of the new administration.
But for now, we will celebrate this win for protecting our youth from suicide bunnies, milk and cookies. What was it?
Suicide bunnies, mothers, milk and cookies.
We definitely had to add the mothers in, because if it was suicide bunnies, milk and cookies, that wouldn't make sense. But suicide bunnies, mothers, milk and cookie, totally makes sense.
I mean, mothers, cookies are better than a suicide bunny.
So don't forget to like our podcast, share it with a friend if you found this helpful, and do subscribe. Leave us a review.
You can always email us at rollinforwardshow. That's rollinforwardshow@gmail.com.
Or find us on the socials. And until next time, stay informed, stay healthy, and enjoy our musical outro.
Distributions too bold as can be. With suicide bunny mothers, milk and cookies in hand, they pitched their case and made the final stand. The patch of followed flavors just to repress the Kiku star, blueberry and iced pineapple express. But the justice ruled with a unified tone. These names don't belong. Nine folks dropping drama like it's pop confetti. I got constitutional whiplash, baby, and I'm not ready.